Welcome to the program brought to you by SetMeFreePlease.com. Folks, you know you're working hard to make ends meet. You need to make sure you can take care of your family, your children, your grandchildren. Times are tough right now. Why don't you reach out to set yourself free? Visit SetMeFreePlease.com, fill out the form. We'll call you. We'll walk you through this and tell you about what 2.2 million of us are doing to make sure we make it through these tough times and to take back our incredible republic. I wanted to talk to you today, a little bit of an add-on to what's going on. You know, we just made it through the eclipse. I watched it. Did you watch it? I talked on my program about some of the predictions, everything from a black portal being open to aliens arriving in our country. As of right now, several hours later, I'm not seeing anything that suggests we've had a major meltdown. Of course, the day's not over yet, but it seems a lot of those predictions didn't come true. But I do want to talk to you about some things that are absolutely true in our life right now. You know, the odds are that your friends, other members of your family, maybe even your neighbors, are facing right now maybe a serious health issue, maybe a financial issue. That's also something that people hide from each other. It's a good bet that you probably don't have any idea what they're going through. Times right now are costing us more than ever. Did you know that 80% of Americans are struggling with just cardiovascular health? Or did you know that our annual cost of obesity, just the medical cost, is about $173 billion a year? I know one thing you do know. The cost of necessities, just the cost of necessities right now, are up over $700 a month compared to just 2 years ago. 69% of Americans say their household expenses went up in 2023. You're feeling it. But if you were to look around on social media, well, if you were to look at people's smiles or their outward appearances, it would seem like most people are okay right now, but that's not the truth. Right now, health, emotional health, financial health, financial struggles are at a record high, and they're only going to get worse. The fact is, more than 53% of Americans say that their financial situation worsened in 2023. 78% started out 2024 with huge financial concerns. But why is everybody smiling and posting pictures and smiley lunches on their social media post? It's because two-thirds of Americans actually try to hide it. They're trying to keep their financial struggles a secret. That's why 61% of Americans say they're uncomfortable about talking about their financial situation at home with others. This is the reality we're facing now. Right now, across American homes, people are hurting. A recent AP poll, 69% of Americans say their household expenses went up in 2023. These numbers, they're all over the place. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? No. And it's kind of heartbreaking to think that the same things that we bought when it comes to home necessities just 2 years ago, we're now paying more than $700 per month for. That's a big jump. That takes a huge bite out of your family's budget. The fact that the biggest price jumps are in the items that people buy most often, that's where you're feeling the financial pinch. That's what makes it more painful. These are the things that you consume weekly or monthly. And most people are fearful. You see, because only 1 in 3 Americans are confident that their current financial situation will even allow them to keep up with their expenses. Only 20% of Americans, 26% to be exact, say they are confident in their ability to pay for an unexpected medical expense. And the sad fact is only 18% actually say they have enough money for retirement. Some of the typical price increases: your milk has gone up 23%, eggs 51%, gasoline 53%. That's compared just to the last administration. And as household expenses continue to rise, wages remain stagnant. More and more people are relying on credit to get by. But that credit, that getting by, is coming at a tremendous cost. Credit card balances in the U.S. now total more than $1.08 trillion. That's the highest level ever recorded. In fact, over the last 2 years, the average credit card balance has increased by a whopping 40%. Are you in that category? Has this creeped up on you as well? Nearly 80% of Americans say that their overall debt is higher than it was a year ago. Very few are actually saying it's the same. That means that most people are carrying a balance and paying high interest rates. The average credit card interest rate is now 28%. I'm going to give you a number to think about, because most people at one time or another have put $2,000 on a credit card or had a credit card balance of $2,000. Back in 2020, your average APR was about 20.99%. I'm going to give you those numbers, even though right now most people are sitting in excess of 28%. You see, if you had $2,000 balance on your credit card and you just made the minimum payments, did you know it'll cost you $4,456 to pay off that balance? That means the interest that you would pay would be almost $500 higher than what you actually bought. Have you ever done your own financial math? Have you ever looked at what it takes you to pay off your debts? If you had an interest rate right now of 28%, let's just kind of look at it right now, on a $2,000 credit card, just right now, do you understand it would take you 201 months to pay off that amount of debt? Now see, society clips at us a little at a time, but that little at a time costs us dearly if we don't understand how to manage it. We don't think in terms of months, we think in terms of years. Yes, I said 201 months. Yeah, that $2,000, if you paid the minimum payment at the current 28% rate, you're going to be making that payment for 16 3/4 of a year, almost 17 years. And that $2,000 would have cost you $3,950 to borrow. This is the situation of America, and it's only getting worse. You know, and I know, that financial struggles cause physical stress. You're probably yourself living under stress and anxiety. In fact, 77% of Americans now are reporting that they're beginning to lose sleep over money worries. It's a bad picture for our health, because well, your wellness, your health can't be compartmentalized. And when you're getting hammered financially, or you're struggling in one area in your life, it often leads to problems in other areas. Increased stress over finances can make it harder to make and afford smart nutrition and food. And as a result, Americans are putting on the pounds. You see this circle? Right now, 74% of Americans over the age of 20 are overweight. 41% of us qualifying as obese. And obesity is one of the most visible ways the body manifests a whole host of underlying health conditions. It's no wonder that obesity is linked to rising medical expenses. Costs us $173 billion a year. People that are overweight will spend about $1,861 more dollars in medical costs than those with healthy weight. And when you think about how many of us are struggling with cardiovascular health, 80% of us, well, we've got high cholesterol, we're not having healthy blood pressure, and we certainly don't have good blood glucose levels. We're not staying active, we're worrying more and more and more as every day goes on. In fact, just a little over one out of every 10 of us are actually metabolically healthy. That's even among people who aren't overweight and have a normal weight. Our bodies just aren't working the way they should. And with 60% of us currently diagnosed with preventable chronic disease, we probably need to pay attention. It's all because of poor nutrition, lack of physical activity, and of course the behaviors that set you back, like tobacco and alcohol. But it's simple fixes that can make this work. I'll give you an example. An independent study based on 20 years of international data revealed that cleaning your home as little as once a week, right? Using just the traditional cleaners that you're using in your home right now. In fact, they're so toxic for us. And you're probably using these products that it's the equivalent of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years. Can you believe that? These are the volatile organic compounds we don't even think about anymore. But I want you to know there are solutions out there. And on top of this financial strife, this health crisis, we have a mental health crisis at the same time. It's almost like our government is promoting it, don't you think? In a recent poll, 90% of Americans reported that they believe the United States is experiencing a mental health crisis, with more than one in five adults describing their own mental health as only fair or poor. Yes, we have a mental health crisis. And at the same time, we're living in fear. Nearly one third of all of us say they felt anxious, either often or always, over the past year. I'm sure you've felt like that. One in five adults say they were often or always depressed or lonely over the past year. You know, loneliness is not a uniquely American experience. A survey found that nearly one in four adults around the globe have reported feeling fairly or very lonely. 36% of Americans reported feeling very serious loneliness. And that number is only going to rise. Now, why do I share this with you? Because I want to help you relieve that burden. Yes, this is why we designed SetMeFreePlease.com. Well, just like even cleaning your house gives you a little bit of exercise, might give you the bright side, you're getting a little exercise, but at the same time, if you're doing it with toxic cleaners, you're setting yourself back. It's a vicious cycle, folks, that we're caught in. And so we've got to have a way out. People just want to be set free. Have you ever thought about how you'll set yourself free? What's going to bring you mental peace of mind? Have you thought about that? What if you had, 2 million plus people doing what you want to do successfully and you joined that community? Would it give you a better mental health? Would you feel better to know that there are other people like you that were suffering and decided to leave that behind? Of course it would. Would you feel better knowing that people breaking away from the system are just not standing for it anymore, are just not buying into the corporate solutions that they have for us, and we're making better choices? And while we're making better choices, that gives us peace of mind, gives us financial sense doing it right. Do you know we're also not killing our bodies with toxic chemicals? Can it really be that easy as making a choice? See, that's what it all comes down to, folks. Making a choice. Right now, it seems that the whole world is against every one of us. But I want to tell you, you can either choose to be in suffering and sit there and be depressed about your life, or you can let us take you by the hand and lead you out of these crises. We can do it. What if I told you we had almost 5,000 people? Yep, 5,000 people that are dedicated to helping you set yourself free. Well, that's what we have, folks. Behind the 2+ million of us doing this, we've got 5,000 dedicated corporate workers here to make sure that you can set yourself free. You can start retiring that debt. You can start getting rid of those financial struggles that cause you the physical stress and turn it into a financial plan to set yourself free. As easy as the products you're consuming at a ridiculous high price, let's get those replaced, folks. Let's bring those costs down, give you a better value, and at the same time, support the American economy and keep making America great. It's what most of us say we want to do. And in that vein, we are a company that has the same values and principles from top to bottom. 2.2 million of us are setting ourselves free, and there's over 5,000, about 5,000 people working to make that happen in a group, in a company that believe that all men and women are created equal, all have equal status and human value in our hearts and minds and within the law. We're a company that respect all men and women equally, regardless of race, religion, country of origin, gender, or economic status. We believe that the Constitution is a divinely inspired document written with the intent to preserve our freedoms. It was written by heroic but imperfect men, and the Constitution created the foundation to build the greatest, most prosperous, and most free nation on the planet. That's what we've been living under, and it's been perverted. And now that it's as toxic as the products we use, the soul, the lifeblood of our nation is being choked out. We've got to get back to the old ways, not out-of-date ways. We just need to go back to our belief systems that held beliefs that some called old-fashioned family values. Honesty, hard work, personal responsibility, self-discipline, loyalty, respect for others, kindness, forgiveness, and dealing fairly in business matters. All of us value truth, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of the press. But at the same time, we feel the press should be held accountable to be truthful and accurate in its reporting, and we know they're not doing it. We know if you have conservative values, you're being demonized. You're being told by the system you no longer have a place. We have a place for you. See, we celebrate the achievement and folks' personal accomplishments. We believe that hard work should be rewarded. We believe that financial status is not the only valid measurement of a person's worth. The wealthy and politically powerful should be held to the same standards of accountability and suffer the same consequences as those without power and financial means. We denounce those persons and politicians who are seeking to divide us and creating hatred towards people that are different than us. We believe there is no higher calling, no position in life more important than that of being a nurturing mother or father. We value character. A person's character should be judged by whether they operate within the bounds of ethical and honorable behavior. In other words, whether they are honest, kind, truthful, hardworking, trustworthy, responsible, self-disciplined, or have respect for others and deal fairly with others. And we believe that we all should endeavor to share those principles and teach them to our children. We believe that it is extremely important for our nation to be strong in all possible ways. History has demonstrated that the most effective deterrence to war is strength. We believe that a strong America is important for the entire free world, including other democracies all over the world. We believe in protecting, developing, and promoting American jobs and the American economy. We believe in supporting and doing business with other companies who do the same. But our praise for America should not be taken as a slight to any other nation. We respect all other nations, but you need to understand nothing comes without effort. You have to be willing to let go of the system that you've become accustomed and addicted to begin a new life free. Schools taught you to work, but they didn't teach you to maybe manage your finances or to use your money wisely. But what the system did do is, well, it hooked all of us on shopping and convenience. And in the meantime, everything that we consume, that we go into our normal Kmart, Walmart, Target, all the stores that ever existed out there over time, just taught us to consume, consume, consume. Bigger, brighter packages with much, well, less product in them than ever. You see it everywhere. We're changing that trend, folks. We realize that if we don't choose to set ourselves free from this system, the system will win. And if the system wins, we will all become permanent slaves to the system, and we will lose our great nation. I'm asking you to think about this. Think about it differently than other things. Think about that you're not alone right now. You're suffering. You're hurting. You're feeling like maybe you can't make ends meet, or you're worried about the future. Why don't you just kind of make a slight change and join the 2.2 million of us that are doing something about it? We'll hold you up when you're down. We'll reach out and give you that emotional support and encouragement when you just think you can't keep fighting the fight. And yes, we run it like an incredibly run, efficient corporation, because you know what? Nothing's free. Look at our government, printing money hand over fist, passing it out like candy, and what is it doing? Destroying our nation. because politicians forgot it takes hard work and it takes capitalism. I'm asking you to consider walking away from the traditional retailing you've been thinking of in your life. When you buy simple things like your detergents or your soaps or your kitchen cleaners, maybe your vitamins, maybe your snacking, you're already buying them. But wouldn't you change your buying habits if you knew you could, well, let's be frank, stick it to the system? If you could tell those big corporate giants that don't care about you but want you to consume, I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore. It takes a decision, folks. I'm asking you to make that decision. I'm asking you to go to setmefreeplease.com. Fill out the information and be accountable. We'll hold a meeting. We'll teach you everything you need to know. You will join a family that will help you through this crisis. A family that has a plan that you can execute where you can make those ends meet, where you can make sure you're taking care of your home, your children, and your grandchildren. You don't need to do this alone. You don't need to suffer in silence. Reach out. Go to setmefreeplease.com. Fill out the form. Join the family. And let's win this fight together.